and did our first bombing exercise, bombing a ship that was anchored offshore. Now, one of the curious things is that modern bomb sight was so highly thought of at that time, and it made it so secret that even though we were supposed to be designing a bombing system for them, they would not tell us anything about modern bomb sight. We couldn't see it, we couldn't know what it did, and they were, we asked them, well, you know, what kind of precision do you get, what kind of precision do you need? Well, they just do the best you can. And people talked about modern bomb sight dropping bombs and pickle barrels and so on, and great stories about it. But the actual accuracy was not all that good, and particularly in Europe, where the poor bombardiers had to make a long, straight run in order to drop the bomb. And part of our effort, we knew that that was a danger, and part of our effort was to try to see that one could maneuver, so you could maneuver and be computing all along, averaging. Basically, what you had to do is calculate the wind speed, as well as get the position of the plane relative to the target, to have the height and the wind speed, and of course the ballistics of the missile, and the direction of the plane, all of that, and its velocity. So basically, in the long run, was to calculate the wind speed, to check out the wind speed and the drift. Uh-huh. And we argued right from the beginning we should be able to maneuver and do that. And as long as you kept track of the plane's speed and orientation, that you could calculate the wind speed without that, and it would make the poor bombardier on a straight course. So part of the idea was to do that, given that flexibility, and uh-huh. part of it was to be able to bomb at night and through clouds
right.
when you couldn't see anything.
Right.
The very first run we had a colonel who was a very nice person. We had lots of different pilots during that period. Four of them, particularly during the war, three of them were killed in accidents. Fortunately, we never had an accident. But three sets of our pilots were killed in accidents, and they were tended to be sort of test pilot types.
Uh-huh.
Well, this colonel flew us, and the first bomb we dropped, we had to run at 5,000 feet. And 5,000 feet was a reasonably high altitude at that point. And we dropped the bomb, and I quickly dashed up to the cabin to see what happened. And it missed by about 100 feet on this colonel. He wouldn't tell us anything about no. He'd use a long bomb, so he couldn't say a thing about it. But he said, "That's a damn good shot, if you ask me." That was really boosted our morale a great deal.